This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. At least 17 people have been killed and 32 injured in an explosion on a busy market street in Ukraine. The attack took place in Kostyantynivka, which is near the front line. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has condemned the attack, which he says was a deliberate move by Russia. Africa's first climate summit has ended with a call for world leaders to rally behind a global carbon tax on fossil fuels, aviation and maritime transport. It seeks to reform the world financial system, which forces African nations to pay more to borrow money and fall deeper into debt. The declaration calls on the world's biggest emitters of planet-warming greenhouse gases and its richest countries to keep their promises. President of Kenya William Ruto says African nations continue to be affected by large levels of debt.
We demand a fair playing ground for our countries to access the investment needed to unlock the potential and translate it into opportunities. We further demand a just multilateral development finance architecture to liberate our economies from odious debt and onerous barriers to necessary financial resources.
The federal government has released a draft plan to reduce billions of wildlife deaths caused by feral and pet cats every year. Plans to drive down feral cat populations to prevent new extinctions and could include new cat-free suburbs to curb roaming pets. A large number of native birds, reptiles and mammals are killed by cats every single night. Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek has welcomed proposals for dealing with feral cats.
This plan, out for consultation at the moment, looks at proposals for how we deal with feral cats, making sure that we keep them out of vulnerable ecosystems is really important. Keeping them off islands, for example. Providing fenced areas where native animals can be protected from feral cat predation. And making sure that if people have domestic cats, that they're well looked after, that they're kept inside, particularly at night time, to prevent them hunting.
A new body will be established in Queensland, which will focus on tackling the state's rising levels of youth crime. The state government has agreed to form the independent group, which will be able to advise the government on how to deal with community concerns. Queensland Acting Premier Stephen Miles says the group could be up and running by the end of the year.
Our police and our youth detention system works as hard as it possibly can to get those young people into the safest place that they possibly can. And that does mean segregating young people from adults. It often means segregating younger child offenders from older child offenders, so 13-year-olds from 17-year-olds. They also keep boys and girls separate. They often have to separate gangs out.
In football, the Socceroos have begun their training sessions in the United States ahead of next Monday's friendly match against Mexico in Dallas. The team is not facing any injury issues, with all players available for the 2024 Asian Cup and the 2026 World Cup qualifiers. The Socceroos coach has called up several new faces to the team, such as Sam Silvera, Cameron Burgess and Ashley Maynard Brewer. Silvera says he's looking forward to the Mexican challenge.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's really exciting against a top team as well that have a lot of great players and have had a lot of success. But again, the focus is here, and I'm going to learn from the players that have been here. And I mean, continuing on from the amazing couple of games I had at the World Cup, and just want to continue that and hopefully add some more to this team. And then we'll go into Mexico, and hopefully we'll go for the win.
And that's SBS News in Easy English.